Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into a topic that, on the surface, it looks like just another tech story.
Right.
But when you peel back the layers, it's really a story about resources, time, and honestly, survival in the attention economy.
The classic problem, isn't it? Having
Yeah.
this really powerful vehicle, but you're running it on empty.
That is a perfect analogy. So let's set the stage with the players. On one side, we have 1220. Now, if you are anywhere near university career centers or corporate recruiting, you know this name. They're the ecosystem. We're talking about a data-driven platform connecting something like, what, 4,000 college programs to 350,000 employers?
Right. 1220 is the infrastructure. It's where the jobs are posted, where interviews are scheduled, and crucially, where all that outcome data lives. It
Yep.
really is the backbone of early career recruiting.
And then on the other side, we've got this new kid on the block, Auto Content API. And I want to be really specific here because I
Yeah.
think, you know, people hear AI content and they just
They roll their eyes.
exactly. They immediately think of like generic ChatGPT emails or those weird hallucinating
It's
chatbots.
fair, I mean, given the last couple of years of hype. But the source material, it makes a really clear distinction here. Auto Content isn't a chatbot. They describe themselves as an industrial engine for content.
Industrial engine. That sounds heavy.
It implies scale, it
Yeah.
implies reliability. The core idea is decoupling content creation from human time. And that, I think, is where these two worlds, 1220 and Auto Content, are about to collide in a very interesting way.
The source material opens with a concept that I think every listener has felt personally: content saturation.
Or the infinite shelf space problem.
Okay, break that down for us, because usually infinite space sounds like a good thing.
Well, in the physical world, shelf space is scarce. In the supermarket, you fight for a spot. In the digital world, Spotify, YouTube, Google, LinkedIn, the shelf space is infinite. You could upload 10 million hours of video today if you want to. Nobody's going to stop you.
Okay, so the barrier to entry is zero.
But the barrier to attention is infinite. Because that shelf is infinite, filling it becomes the bottleneck. And this is exactly where the 1220 users, the universities and the employers, are struggling. They're trying to fill an infinite void using, manual linear human labor.
And that's the setup for our deep dive. We're running a simulation today. We are taking the hyperscalability of this auto content engine and plugging it directly into the engagement problems faced by the 1220 network. Can automation actually solve the fact that nobody is reading your emails?
That is the million-dollar question, or maybe the 10-cent question, considering the cost we'll get to later.
All right, let's start with the university side. Segment one, the university challenge. 1220 has this product, the Career Services Hub, and the goal is noble: student engagement from day one.
Which is the holy grail of higher ed.
Of course. But here's the reality check. I remember being a student. If I got a 50-page PDF report on labor market trends
Oh, yeah.
from the Career Center, or, you know, a three-paragraph email,
Delete.
immediately.
Archive. Ignored. Absolutely.
And it's not because students are lazy. It's because the format is just wrong for how they consume information now.
Exactly. And the career centers know this. They know they should be on TikTok. They know they should have a podcast. They know they need a YouTube channel. But think about the logistics of that. I mean, to run a real multimedia operation, you historically needed four distinct teams: editorial, audio, video, and social.
And a university career center usually has, what, two people? Maybe three?
If they're lucky,
Yep.
they just do not have the budget or the bandwidth. So they stick to text because text is cheap to produce, even if it's really expensive in terms of lost engagement.
Enter auto content. The sources describe a feature called content transformation. This isn't about asking an AI to like write a blog post from scratch. It's about taking that existing asset, that dense PDF, and just changing its state.
Think of it like a refinery. You put raw crude oil in, that's your text report, and you get all these different products out. One of the most compelling examples is the Notebook LM API alternative.
I've played with Notebook LM. That's the Google tool that turns your notes into a podcast, right?
Yes, but this is the API version, so it's integrated into a workflow. A career center can take a really dry report on, say, summer internship timelines, feed it into the engine, and get back a two-person conversational audio dialogue.
Like what we're doing right now.
Precisely. And we have to talk about why this matters so much. It's the audio revolution.
Yeah.
Students are mobile. They're walking across the quad. They're not sitting down to read a memo, but they will absolutely listen to a 10-minute audio summary.
So in the 1220 dashboard, instead of just a download PDF button, suddenly there's a listen to episode button.
Right. You're meeting the student where they physically are on the go,
Yeah.
but you also have to meet them where they digitally dwell.
Which brings us to the short form imperative. TikTok, Reels, Shorts.
The data here is, it's just brutal. To actually grow and maintain mental availability on these platforms, you need sheer volume. You need to be posting 3, maybe 5 times.
A day. Which, again, for a human team, that is a full-time job. You'd be editing video until your eyes bleed.
And that's why the faceless strategy that's mentioned in the auto content report is so critical for these 1220 users. The API can take a script, say, a career tip of the day that's derived from 1220 data, and generate a 9.16 vertical video.
And this includes the AI avatars.
It does. And I know people get skeptical about avatars. They think of the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
But the tech has moved so fast. You have diverse avatars, different ages, ethnicities, styles. A career center can basically automate an entire TikTok channel.
So the career center goes from being that place you visit once in a panic senior year to being a helpful voice in your feed every single morning.
That is the shift. It's moving from service to presence.
Okay, let's flip the script. Let's go to the other side of the 1220 ecosystem, the employers.
Right, the talent acquisition hub.
So these are the companies fighting for the top MBAs, the law students, the engineers. And they have a bottleneck that I hadn't really thought about, just the cost of production.
It's massive. The source notes that a single high-quality corporate video one that actually looks professional costs somewhere between $3,000 and $10,000.
For one video.
For one. Now, imagine you're a global bank. You're hiring for 50 different distinct roles through 1220. Investment banking analyst, wealth management intern, tech support, HR rotation.
You can't spend $500,000 making videos for all of those.
You can't. So what do? You revert to text. You post 50 job descriptions that are just bullet points, must be a self-starter, must know Excel. It's so boring and it blends in with everyone else.
So how does the auto content engine change the math for that recruiter?
Well, first, the explainer videos.
Yeah.
The API can crowd that boring text description and automatically generate a 60 to 90 second video that visually breaks down the role.
So the candidate is scrolling through 1220, they see the job, and instead of squinting at text, they just watch a quick breakdown.
It increases dwell time, which algorithms love, but more importantly, it just reduces friction. But there's a feature here that I think is even more fascinating. The CEO paradox.
Oh, I loved this part of the research because every candidate says the same thing. I want to know the vision. I want to hear from leadership.
But the CEO of a Fortune 500 company does not have time to record a personalized welcome to the team video for the University of Florida, and then another one for UT Austin and another one for Oxford.
It's impossible.
Until you introduced voice cloning.
This sounds like sci-fi, but explain how a recruiter would actually use this.
It's surprisingly simple. The CEO records a few minutes of audio just once, maybe reading a generic press release to train the model. That creates a voice print. Then the recruiting team can use the auto content API to generate unlimited updates using that exact voice.
So the recruiter types in, "Hey, University of Michigan students, we're so excited to be on campus next week." And the audio file comes out sounding exactly like the CEO said it.
Exactly. And the sources emphasize the quality here. It's natural, steady, and believable. It captures the cadence.
I can hear the objection already. Isn't that fake? Isn't that tricking the student?
It's a valid question. But think of it this way. Is it tricking them? Or is it scaling intimacy? The message is real. The CEO does want to welcome them. They just physically can't speak the words 500 times. It allows the candidate to feel that connection without the logistical nightmare.
It's scaling the personal touch. And speaking of scale, we have to get a little technical for a second. The sources bring up PSEO, programmatic SEO.
This is a superpower for anyone recruiting at scale.
Break it down. What's the difference between regular SEO and programmatic SEO in this context?
So regular SEO is writing one great article and hoping it ranks for a broad term. Programmatic SEO is about answering every specific variation of a search query. Let's say you're a consulting firm. You want to rank for consulting careers in Chicago, but also consulting careers in Dallas, consulting careers in London.
The old way was just to copy-paste the page and change the city name.
And Google hates that. They call it thin content. They'll bury you for it. But with auto content, you can use the API to generate a unique 500-word guide for each city, a unique video about that specific office, maybe even a podcast clip about the culture in that region.
So you're creating thousands of unique high-value assets.
You're flooding the zone. You dominate the search results because you're actually answering the specific question the candidate is asking rather than giving them a generic global careers page.
That's really leveraging that infinite shelf space we talked about at the start. Now, I want to move to segment three, because 1220 isn't just about getting the job. It's also about the alumni network.
Right. Alumni relations is a huge part of their platform, keeping people engaged long after they leave.
But there's a hurdle here I hadn't really considered. The language barrier.
It's a major blind spot for a lot of U.S. and U.K. universities. They have global alumni in China, India, Brazil, Germany. But they send all their communications in English.
Which feels, well, it's not the warmest way to build community, is it?
It's friction. This is where the global expansion feature of AutoContent comes in. The API supports over 50 languages.
So walk me through the workflow. The alumni office writes their monthly newsletter in English.
They feed that text into the API, and instantly they can generate native language audio updates. And when I say native, I mean it. Not a robotic translation, but a really natural podcast-style update in Mandarin, in Hindi, in Spanish.
So the alum in Shanghai opens their email, clicks play, and hears the update in their mother tongue.
Correct. You have just multiplied your total addressable market for engagement overnight. And you didn't have to hire a single local content team in every country to do it.
It makes the university feel global and personal at the same time.
It does. And you could apply this internally, too. The report touches on internal growth. Think about compliance updates, technical manuals, new HR policies.
You eat your vegetables content.
Exactly. Nobody reads it.
Yeah.
But if you turn that new compliance policy into a 5-minute internal podcast that I can listen to while I'm commuting, suddenly I'm informed. It's all about accessibility.
Okay. Segment four. This is the part that I think really separates this from just being generative AI. We're talking about deep research.
This is critical. 1220 is a data-first platform. They deal in outcome data analytics. And AutoContent has a deep research endpoint that aligns perfectly with this.
How is deep research different from just asking ChatGPT a question?
ChatGPT is a writer. It predicts the next word based on its training. The deep research endpoint uses agents to browse the live web. It's actually going to ft.com, sec.gov, reputable news sources. It cross-references claims and produces structured data with citations.
So it's not hallucinating. It's not just making up a trend.
No, it's reporting. It's doing the grunt work of a junior analyst.
Give me a use case for a 1220 employer.
Recurring research. If you're a recruiter, you need to know what your competitors are doing. You can set up an automated agent to scan for competitor hiring trends or layoffs every 24 hours.
So every morning I just get a briefing.
You could get a customized audio briefing generated by the API waiting in your inbox. Yesterday, Company X posted 40 new roles in cybersecurity and removed 10 roles in sales.
That is incredible intelligence. It's like having a spy in the market.
And for students, imagine industry briefings. The Career Center could provide automated, up-to-the-minute briefings on the impact of AI on supply chain generated fresh by the API right before the student walks into an interview.
That gives the student such a confidence edge. They sound like they've been reading the Wall Street Journal every single day.
And it connects to newsjacking.
Which is what? Just jumping on a trend.
Exactly. The source talks about real-time social intelligence monitoring Twitter and Reddit. If a topic goes viral, say a sudden change in visa policies, the API detects it. The employer or university can instantly generate content addressing it.
So you're reacting at the speed of social media without needing a social media manager glued to their phone 24/7.
Speed is currency in this game. If you answer the question 3 days late, nobody cares.
Okay, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Segment five, the economics. Because we've talked about infinite video, audio, research agents, voice cloning. This sounds incredibly expensive.
You would think so. But the source material outlines what they call radical efficiency.
Give me the numbers.
So in the old world, the manual production world, a high-quality podcast episode costs anywhere from, say, $150,000 to $15,000, depending on how produced it is.
Sure. Studio time, editors, producers, all that.
With AutoContent, a podcast episode costs roughly 10 cents to 2 euros.
10 cents?
10 cents. We're talking about a cost reduction of orders of magnitude. Video is similar. Manual video costs hundreds or thousands. AutoContent video is around 4 euros.
So it's basically free compared to the manual alternative. But strategically, what does that huge price drop allow 1220 users to actually do?
This is the most important takeaway. It shifts content from being a manual craft, something precious that you have to ration to scalable infrastructure.
Content as infrastructure. I like that.
Exactly. When it costs $5,000 to make a video, you only make one for your biggest, most important program. When it costs 4 euros, you can make a video for the niche internship program that only accepts 5 people. You can finally target the long tail.
You can afford to be niche.
You can afford to be hyper-specific.
Mm.
And because Auto Content is API first, it integrates with things like Make.com, Zapier. It plugs right into the 1220 ecosystem.
So practically speaking, a recruiter posts a new job on 1220. That action, just clicking post, could trigger a Zap.
And that Zap tells Auto Content, read this job description, make me an explainer video, write a blog post, generate a podcast episode, and translate it all into Spanish.
And the recruiter goes to get coffee, comes back, and it's all done.
It's done. No recording, no editing. That is the power of infrastructure. It just runs in the background.
It's a machine for growth.
It really is.
So let's bring it all home. We've looked at the university engagement crisis, the employer branding bottleneck, global reach, and this wild deep research capability. When you look at 1220 and Auto Content together, what's the synthesis here?
The synergy is, I think, crystal clear. 1220 provides the network and the data. They have the audience. But Auto Content provides the mental availability. It provides the fuel to keep that network engaged.
And for me, the big realization, the real aha moment, is that this isn't about replacing the human element.
Not at all. I think that's the fear people have, but it's completely misplaced.
It's about clearing the deck. If the API is handling all the information distribution, the briefings, the updates, the explaining, then the career counselors and the recruiters can actually do their real job.
Which is connecting with people. You automate the information transfer so you can humanize the connection. You stop answering the same FAQ 5 times a day. And you can actually start mentoring someone.
Automate the information to humanize the connection. I really like that.
And I'll leave you with one final thought from the source material. It mentions the agentic web.
This sounds like the future-gazing portion of the show.
A little bit. We are moving into a world where AI agents, Gemini, ChatGPT, Apple Intelligence, are the ones reading content to answer user questions.
Right. So a student isn't searching a keyword anymore. They're asking their AI, what is the culture really like at Company X?
Exactly. And the AI needs structured data to answer that. If your university or your company doesn't have structured API-generated audio and data that these agents can ingest,
you're invisible.
You don't exist to the algorithm. So this isn't just about making content for humans anymore. It's about making content for the machines that serve the humans.
That is a chilling thought to end on. If the agent can't read you, do you even exist?
It definitely raises the stakes.
Well, on that note, we have given you a lot to process. Whether you're running a career center or building a recruiting brand, the content engine is warming up. Thanks for diving in with us.
Thanks for listening.